From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. When it comes to the health of the ag workforce, there are some likely changes coming that farmers should be aware of. John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says one proposal would make permanent some temporary worker housing rules made during COVID, and then how to respond when workers show signs of being sick.
Some of those would be pretty obvious, but some of those are, you know, a sore throat or vomiting or diarrhea or things that might be a symptom of a communicable disease, but might not be something that the employer would necessarily know.
So Devaney says figuring out a way of reporting those.
If you become aware of them to your local health district and responding appropriately is something that I think a lot of growers who operate temporary worker housing are going to be concerned about that being in rule, because some of those requirements may be putting them in the position of monitoring employee health care information.
Devaney says that's why it's important to stay up to date on any changes.
So please contact us here at the Tree Fruit Association to sign up for our updates on these rulemaking processes so that you have the information you need in order to be able to participate in those either in-person or virtual hearings and or submit written comments on how these would affect you.
Devaney says they'll offer input on any parts of the rules they have issues with. Reach out to the Washington State Tree Fruit Association to get on their contact list.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.